Chapter 12, The Nature of God. God is a two-way street. God made us in His image and likeness, and we return the favor. Whatever truth you attach to yourself and to the world, you will also attach to God. So if you see the world as difficult, punishing, strict, and jealous, then that will be your image of God. If you see the world, on the other hand, as loving, generous, bountiful, and protective, then that will be your image of God as well. We create the God we believe the world to be. Putting aside what we think God is, what is God really? In fact, God is the things we believe and much more, because God is all that is. That means God is everything that is. But on a deeper level, God is nothing, no thing. That's because the essence of God and of all that is the same as your essence. It is the essence of everything. It is consciousness itself. In the Bible, God named himself to Moses as, quote, I am, which means God is simply the awareness of existence. That awareness extends from the lowliest worm to the highest angel, from the atom to the whole universe, from nothing to everything. Awareness of existence is the essence of everything. God, the prime creator, shares that awareness, his awareness, with everything there is, for it to exist. Thus, we have levels of consciousness from crystal consciousness to human consciousness and beyond. All levels are essential for creation as we know it to exist. But why? Why does God create? Why do we create? Why does consciousness create? The simple answer is because of love. What we love, we create, and what we create is love brought into experiential reality. Love, in its most basic form, is attraction. When we, or God, are attracted to an idea sufficiently for it to become frequent and repetitive, that idea becomes a belief. Beliefs are the things we know to be true or real. Thus, consciousness shapes itself and its experiences with its beliefs, because whatever it chooses to believe is true for it, as long as it chooses to believe it. And beliefs are repetitive thoughts, or thoughts that we are attracted to again and again. In short, they are thoughts that we love. Thus, God is love, and we are love, and all creation is love in action, for nothing can exist if it is not loved. The very word belief means, quote, be loved, or alternatively, quote, be life, because love, leaf, and life come from the same or similar root Germanic words, lieb, L-I-E-B, and lieb, L-E-I-B. So, in Genesis chapter 1, God created by declaration, belief, and everything God created, he declared that it was good, because he loved it. So God is consciousness, existence, and God is love, and all things, creation, that come from God are also love or belief, be loved. But what other characteristics does God have? Is God eternal? Yes. Is God temporal? Yes. Is God personal? Yes. Is God impersonal? Yes. God is everything. God is everything that exists, and everything that exists is God. For nothing can exist if it is not part of God's consciousness and loved into existence by God. Can we talk to God? Of course. Can God talk to us? Surely. But in reality, it is simply us talking to ourselves, since we are all part of God's consciousness. Thus, we are all one, and all unique at the same time, because we are unique expressions, unique beliefs, of that consciousness. And by sharing in that consciousness, we also create. We also believe. We are God's children with God's powers and God's potential for infinite creativity, experience, and joy. God is existence. God is love. God is life. God is everything. And everything is God. To be holy is to recognize the wholeness of creation and to recognize that God is behind everything, in everything, and the essence of everything, including yourself. Be still and know that I am God. Questions to ponder. How do you know you exist? How does it feel to exist? What is the nature of existence? What is the most essential characteristic of God? Do you share that characteristic? Does creation share that characteristic? What does it mean to be God's children?